thank the Reverend Martin for those kind words of welcome. He and I were in different classes together. Thank you, girls and boys. That was really good. Now, I'm around all kinds of places and all our different churches for children's days. And I think you've done as well as any. And so I have to congratulate, and the teachers, of course. And I have to congratulate the Lisburn Larkshire that sang at the end, the thrilling teachers who got up there and said, I never knew that Eric Graham could sing. And I still can't, for I couldn't hear him anyway. Well, he was there to make up the numbers or not, but I noticed that this man didn't go down. Where was he? He disappeared. Disappeared. Girls and boys, they didn't want a long preacher, so that's why they brought me today. Didn't want a long preacher. Now, there's a lot of people here, and they've become grey blondes since I saw them last. They've changed the colour of their hair. And some of them, well, the thatch has gone altogether on the roof of the house. But it's nice to see them here, and they're just still girls and boys at heart. So what I want you to do now, you listen, if you can hear a pin drop. Well, that'd be something, wouldn't it? If you could hear a pin dropping on that carpet while I'm speaking. And I've got my brown bag. It's like myself, it's getting battered and old. So I've got a few things in this bag. If I can get a hold of them, because I don't see as well as I used to see, you know, girls and boys. But I just thought of that. Is that waking the boy up at the back there, all right? There's a lot of people in the boat, they'll be shouting, they'll be waving scarves, and they'll be playing trumpets and bands and rattling and all the rest of it. You know why, girls and boys? Because they'll be going mad. The World Cup's on. Football. And a whole lot of boys, they're mad about football, and a whole lot of girls, I understand, are nearly as mad about it as the boys would be. And so, well, still when I see a ball, my toes kind of go, you know, kind of get tingly, because I love to play football. Oh, football crazy, football mad. Well, the football that had taken away any wee bit of sense that I had. Football. So I thought, well, I've talked to girls and boys about it before, so I'll just talk to the girls and boys in Lisburn about football. I'm going to show you girls and boys. Look. You want to see my portrait? If I can get it out of here, because it's stuck in this big bag. I'm going to show you girls. Look at that there. You like me, do you? When I was a wee boy, look at that there. My great ambition. My older sister, she bought me that one time. She saw it and she says, oh, that's the very thing for Gordon. I'll bring it to him. And it hung up in our house for a long, long time. It's not really me, you know. It's actually just somebody painted that. Well, I want to show you some things. Here's a very important piece of paper. It's called a transfer form. Now, I have a person whom I'm acquainted with and friendly with in Enniskillen, and he runs the Enniskillen Rangers football club. And I went to him one day and I said, Zed, could you get me a transfer form? He kind of looked at me very, very funny, you know. And I said, all right, don't worry. And I said, I don't want to play for you, you know. I mean, I just want a form. I'm not like somebody said that Tommy Doherty took Manchester United to see the Pope one time. So he did, years ago. But they said that when it was nearly finished, he went up and he whispered to the Pope into his ear, and the Pope said, oh, no, Tommy, no, I couldn't. He says, why not? He says, I'm too old. He says, I asked you, would you pray for us, not play for us? So I said to Zed, look, I don't want to play for you, but I just want a transfer form. He said, what for? I said, I'm going to talk to the girls and boys in church. You see, girls and boys, if you want to change over from one team to the other, and these big football teams and professional and amateur teams that are running these leagues, well, you have to get a form and it has to be filled in. Transfer from one team to the other. And you know, girls and boys, and men and women, we need a transfer. Because we're on the wrong side. We're on the wrong team. We're on the side of sin. That's where we were born. We were born on that team. Born on that side. And we're born on the side of this old world with all its wickedness. On the side of Satan. The Bible makes that clear. But you know, we need a great transfer. We need to be transferred over onto the side of the Lord Jesus Christ. Onto the side of righteousness and truth. Onto the side of God's salvation. And I've got something else here. They talk about checkbook teams. This is a checkbook. Maybe you don't use them now. You use wee plastic cards, but this is a checkbook. And I said to the wife one day, "Sarah, could I have a checkbook?" And this is what you gave me. There's not a check in it. Nothing but all her writing, what she spent. There it is, a checkbook. And you know, that's to pay the price. I heard one time about some footballer, Michael Owen or something like that, when he was going so well, and they said that that every toe was worth so many million. You know, that he was worth at one time 30 million. 30 million pounds, girls and boys. Just to change him from one side to the other. From one team to the other. What a terrible price. And I hear them talking about 30 million, 40 million. To get a fella to change over. Instead of playing for this team, to play for this team. Terrible price, isn't it? But I want to tell you this. That there was a price paid to change us over from the side of sin onto the side of salvation that nobody could estimate, nobody could value, because it was paid on the cross of Calvary. It was paid by the blood of the Lord Jesus, shed for sinners like you, like me, like you, like me. What a price. The hymn writer said, Jesus paid it all. Just to change me over from the side of darkness into the side of light. From the side of hell to the side of heaven. How wonderful. He paid that terrible price. But you know, girls and boys, I have a very important little instrument here. You know what that is? That's a pen. You are dead right. That is a pen. And some of you have been using pens for your examinations. But you know, they could have all this arranged here about this transfer. All the details filled in and everything ready. And then they go to the player and they say, will you transfer from this team to this team? And they give him a pen. And they sat him down at the table. And they say, now, are you willing to change from this team to this team? To leave this team? Maybe even play against this team? Join this team? Well, sign here. You give him a pen. And he's not transferred till he signs the form. And we're not transferred from the side of sin to the Saviour's side until, as it were, we sign our name, that is, we say yes to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not transferred. Maybe some people here say, oh, I'm all right. I've always been a Christian. No, you haven't. It has to come that moment when, as it were, you sign your name for Christ. For him. And then, of course, girls and boys, I better watch myself here, because here we are, girls and boys. What? Doesn't say Man United on us, it says, oh, it does. Oh, sorry. It says Manchester United. Sorry about that. Manchester United. There, you have to wear the colours. Man, if you join the team, go out on the pitch in front of everybody that's watching, you have to wear the colours and say, this is the team that I'm playing for. This is the side I'm on. And everybody knows it. You know, when I was a lad, I was playing football in the Senior Boys Brigade League. Big league it was then. And somebody asked me when I was about 12, join the boys' brigade, we want you to play football for this team. And I went into the senior team, played for about 4 years, and played with big fellas about 18 years of age. And I was wee, and they were big, and I was cheeky. That's how I got away with it. But I played. And I used to go out on a Saturday, and people used to come and watch in the parks. And man, dear, I got this jersey on, and it was the most horrible looking old jersey ever you saw in your life. It was brown with yellow cuffs and a yellow collar. The most horrible looking old thing. But I was proud to wear it. I said, this is my brigade, and this is the team of this brigade, and that's the side that I'm going to play for to win. You have to wear the colours. You know, the Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Wear the colours. Some people say, oh, no, I don't know. Well, that's what the Bible says. Now, I've got a rule book. Well, I looked for a rule book for a good while. I borrowed one off that fellow one time, but I got one. Here it was. And I was in a shop, and I saw this. I think it was Woolworths. You ever hear of Woolworths? Yeah, that's where I shop, Woolworths. And one of the high class places, you know. And I saw this. I said, oh, this is the very thing, the laws of association football. And that's what I want. The best thing was it was reduced in price. It was 99p. And I said, that's what I get, the rules. That's the rule book. And you know, when you join the Saviour's side, when you join the side of salvation, you go by the rule book. You say, how would I know how to play right? How would I know to live right as a Christian? How would I know? Because there's the rule book, girls and boys, men and women. There's the rule book. It's not the church that makes the rules. God has already set out the rules for living. For his sake, and his wonderful book called the Bible. Well then, girls and boys, let us see what else we can get here, because I've got something down here, and I got them. Boy, here they are here. See that there, girls and boys? Whatever you want, come to me. I'll get them for you. Trainers. Well, they're not mine. I mean, my feet are small, but they're a bit bigger than that. My granddaughter gave me those when I was looking for them. Trainers. And you know, footballers have to train and train and train. Even, you know, when they're not playing the big matches, they still have to train. And you know, you have to train every day. If any of you girls and boys have been saved over this past year, remember this, you have to train every day by reading your Bible, by talking to the Lord in prayer, by living your Christian life, no matter whether people are looking or not, only God's looking. And you train every day. Every day. Every moment of the day. And of course, somebody fell asleep. You would have seen him waking up there, eh? You see, there's a referee and he blows a whistle on you. Whenever you foul, or whenever you break the rules, and whenever you do wrong, the referee's there to pull you up and say, hey, many a time he pulled me up with, hey, come on there. That's a foul, you broke the rules. No more of that. And I say, sorry. You know, you see, there's a referee. God's the referee. The Holy Spirit's the referee. And he pulls us up sometimes and says, listen, now you're wrong. And you have to say, yes, I'm wrong. And I'll not do it again by the grace of God. And remember that mistake that I made and not do it anymore. And then, Garrison boys, I couldn't bring the goalpost, so I just thought it's a booty up. I had a whole football pitch into the church. Here's the goals. You aim for goal. When you're on the Lord's side, playing as it were for him, you aim for goal. And every time you resist temptation by his grace and power, and every time you say a wee word of witness for the Lord Jesus, and every time that you help to win a soul for Christ, somebody else to the Saviour, you've scored. That's what you aim for, to score for him. And then I'm going to see when I get down here. Here we are, girls and boys. We get the rest of it down. Oh, here we are. A bottle of water and a sponge. That's not for you to comb your hair, brother. You know. That's a bottle of water and a sponge. You see somebody going out, oh, now they roll about all over the pit. I've got hurt. Then a man runs on with a wee bag and he takes out this bottle of water and he takes out this sponge and he starts up all over, you see. Somebody's got hurt. And you know, if you do come onto the Lord's side, sometimes you're going to get hurt. And you know, sometimes your own player can hurt you. But the Lord comes, as it were, with the sponge and the water. He comes with his word and his grace. And he comes with his blood and his spirit. He comes with his love and his strength. And then we get up and go on. What will go on? We don't lie down under. And then, better watch myself again here. I don't think you'll get this one. Here we are. Hi. There it is. There's another side. There's an opposition. And you know, when you're on the Saviour's side, you'll soon find there's an opposition. Man, the old devil's against you. And this old world's against you. And even your own old fleshy self, that's against you. And mind you, you'll find that they're coming to try and take you down and beat you. And defeat you. But you know, when we're on the Saviour's side, thank God, we're on the victory side. And he gives us the victory over all the enemies that come against us. And then, of course, they're all playing for a cup. They want the prize, don't they? They all want to be on the victory side. There were people playing the day so that they could lift the cup, and then the captain holds it up and they all go, oh, oh man. We've won the cup, got the victory. But you know, girls and boys and men and women, when you're on the Saviour's side, there's no doubt about this, you're on the winning side. And by nobody can defeat us, because the Saviour himself has already won it all for us in his life and his death at Calvary, and rose again from the dead. And he's the captain. Are you on his side? Have you changed over onto the side of the Saviour, men and women? Some of you have been on the wrong side for a long time. It's time that you came in repentance to the Saviour and said, I've been wrong. And I now want, by your grace, to come on your side and be born again, transferred and transformed, and ready for that great victory day, because girls and boys, some party in heaven, won't it be? Man, you know, they'll be partying. When the Southern Irish team came home after getting beat, you'd have thought they'd won them. But boy, when the victory team goes home, and there'll be parties all over the place, and they'll be having big dinners, big feasts, can't eat and drink, and there'll be more to drink than they should. Having a great time. You know, girls and boys, we're going to have a great celebration victory. Oh, I tell you, when we get to heaven, we're going to have a great time. We're going to sing and we're going to shout. And we're going to praise the Lord in heaven. And we're going to enjoy all the good things that He has provided for us and sit down at His table and eat and drink of the things that He has provided. And we can't even begin to imagine what it'll be like. You know, there's a lady at one of our churches, and she wrote a book because she lost two little children. The Lord brought her to Himself, and she wrote the book called Some Party in Heaven. Won't it be some party? Won't it be some celebration? And your Sunday school teachers have been showing you the way to change from one side to the other. Come to the Saviour. And as an older person here, we speak to you. It's a long time since you were in Sunday school. You've been on that side of darkness and sin for a long time. But the Saviour is still drawing you to Himself. He says, I want to draw you from there to there. And out of the pit and up to the glory. Have you come? Have you signed your name? Have you knelt at the cross? And have you said, Christ for me? If you haven't, might you do it today for His name's sake.